first year was all about partying. Second year was realizing it's time to not party anymore. And third year was my favorite in a lot of ways because it was sort of settled into my routine and had a good circle of friends and had a routine of studying and some of the most interesting subjects as well, definitely. And it was the most involved.
Any particular modules?
I spent a lot of time doing the Normans. I ended up doing my dissertation on that. McCarthyism was one of the best in my first year, one of the first that I really enjoyed. One of the very first ones I did was one on the Nazis, which is obviously a very familiar subject, but the way we did it was a very interesting approach and totally different to A-levels and GCSEs. And the Crusades as well started my interest in medieval history.
What are you going to be doing now graduation is over and done with?
One thing I'm definitely looking into is a career in writing. I've been writing quite a lot for the university entertainment newspaper in the past year. Got a few articles in that and I quite like writing. But I want to see if that's something I want to make a profession out of or just a hobby that I may occasionally get paid for. Considering within a year or something possibly doing a master's in another subject to further specialise if necessary, but I'd have to see.
Do you think these skills you've learned while studying history will help you in future when it comes to finding a job?
You know, history, the main thing about history is sourcing through a large amount of information and finding and coming up with a conclusion and a point in an articulate and convincing way. That's always an important life skill. Good writing, being able to structure your thoughts eloquently, and yeah, I think it'll be very helpful in life.